Now we turn to some more news items. Try as we may, we cannot avoid the major story, the COVID pandemic. There's news of the memorial in Norwich Cathedral. There's depressing news of victims and the hope for improvement in the number of cases. Then a Norwich company is busy working on new form of test whilst schoolchildren are benefiting from generosity in the provision of laptops to aid online schooling. A memorial in Norwich Cathedral has been grown by the day, with a tiny cross added for each person who has lost their life because of the pandemic. The grim milestone of 1,000 deaths in Norfolk was reached on what the leader of Norfolk County Council described as a somber day for the county. And the Bishop of Norwich has spoken of how each cross represents not just a victim of the virus, but those who loved them and the NHS workers who cared for them. The moving memorial was started in June when the historic place of worship reopened. The latest lockdown has closed it for public services again, although private prayer is still permitted at certain times. And the number of crosses with a flame blessed by the Bishop of Norwich flickering in their midst has tragically continued to grow. The Right Reverend Graham Usher, Bishop of Norwich, said, "It was poignant and shocking to see how many more crosses have been added to the temporary memorial in Norwich Cathedral when I was there on Sunday."
The total number of hospital patients who've died after testing positive for coronavirus in Norfolk has now passed 1,000. The confirmation of 30 new COVID-related deaths brings the county's death toll to 1,013 since the start of the pandemic. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital reported 28 of the new fatalities. This month alone, 163 deaths have been reported at the Norwich Hospital, the highest monthly total since April. The hospital has also discharged 1,000 patients since the start of the pandemic. At the James Paget University Hospital in Galston, this month has seen more COVID deaths than any other, with 80. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn has reported 64 deaths this month. It means the first month of 2021 has now reported the most COVID deaths of the whole pandemic, with 324 deaths. This has surpassed the first wave in April, where 254 people were reported to have died across the county's hospitals. Meanwhile, a team of 30 military technicians has begun work alongside clinical staff at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital as healthcare assistants.
The East of England's R value could be the lowest of any region in England, according to the latest government data. Figures released on the 22nd of January estimate the R number in the region to be between 0.6 and 0.9. That bottom value being the lowest in any area in the country. The R being below 1 means infected people are passing the virus on to, on average, less than one person each, meaning transmission is falling. Growth rate in the region, the rise or fall in the number of new infections, is believed to be between minus 2% and minus 8%. Also the lowest figures of any area in England. The R rate across England is estimated to be between 0.8 and 1, with a growth rate of 0 to minus 4%. UK-wide numbers are believed to be similar. It is being hailed as a positive sign for the region's efforts to combat the spread of coronavirus after a huge spike in recent weeks. But despite some large falls in coronavirus cases this month, the virus is still on the rise in more than one third of all areas in Norfolk.
The team of biologists behind a rapid coronavirus testing business have secured an investment of £2 million, which could see it roll out potentially tens of millions of tests, thanks to supply partnerships in the US, the Middle East and the Far East. Iceni Diagnostics, based at the Norwich Research Park, are currently in the midst of testing their prototype lateral flow kits, which can not only identify the coronavirus, but also differentiate between this illness and the flu. It will also successfully identify any strain of the virus, despite the mutations being reported across the globe. Having secured £2 million in the weeks before Christmas, the company is now engaging in talks with global supply channels who will be able to rapidly produce the testing kits on an international scale. Chairman Dr. Berwyn Clark said, "We're still at the prototype testing stage and we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. But down the line, there's the potential for demand for this kit to outstrip what can be produced. We've currently got some tests being trialled in the US, as there's a supplier over there who could produce about 2 million tests a day, and there's scope for them to scale up. We're also in talks with high street pharmacy chains in the US who are interested in offering tests that can give the results in 15 minutes.
More than 1,000 laptops and tablets have already been donated to children who previously had no access to online learning as part of a campaign. It comes as part of Every Child Online Drive organised by the Evening News, Norfolk County Council and Norfolk Community Foundation. It aims to connect as many young people as possible with the technology they need to learn during the pandemic. So far, 110 laptops, 178 Chromebooks and 15 tablets have been delivered to schools, with a further 655 laptops, 116 Chromebooks and 62 tablets set to be delivered in a few days. Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News editor David Poles said, "It's amazing that 1,000 computer devices have been donated to homeschooled children around the county as part of our Every Child Online campaign. It's great to have this bright news in these tough times, but I must urge everyone to keep donating to ensure no child is left behind because of their background." And now this just in. Car manufacturer Lotus has donated more than 600 brand new laptops to children in need as part of the Every Child Online campaign, run by the newspaper alongside Norfolk Community Foundation and Norfolk County Council. The Hethel-based company donated 625 brand new Chromebooks in an attempt to bring disadvantaged children up to speed with online learning.
A man who travelled from Bristol to Norwich because he liked walking his dogs in Norfolk is among those to be fined for breaching lockdown rules. Norfolk police said it had issued 55 fixed penalty notices between Friday and Sunday alone. These included six people from different households found at a house party celebrating a birthday, as well as six people from four different households who'd gathered for a barbecue to celebrate a child's birthday. People travelling long distances to visit Norfolk were among those to have been fined by local officers, as well as a dog walker from Bristol. A man from Cardiff was found to have travelled to Norwich to visit friends, as well as three people who travelled from Coventry to visit friends.